This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Finally, a little relief.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. If you stayed home this weekend because you didn't want to drive anywhere, here's your prize. The price of oil has dropped more than $6 the past 2 days. It's below $127 a barrel this morning. And the major reason is, really, a lightly traveled Memorial Day weekend. Analysts say it could portend a significant drop in demand for the summer. ExxonMobil holds its annual shareholders meeting in Dallas today. It'd be great fun to be a fly on the wall. Descendants of the company founder, John D. Rockefeller, will push for the company to focus on climate change. Other shareholders want Exxon to do nothing of the sort. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler explains.
The first of 17 shareholder proposals takes aim at anyone who wants Exxon to do anything but make money.
It is not a charity, it is a business.
That's Steve Malloy with the Free Enterprise Action Fund.
The purpose of Exxon is to create wealth for society. It's one of our society's premier wealth creation machines.
Malloy points to Exxon's high stock price and its healthy dividends as examples of what the company should do. He says addressing global warming should not be on the company's agenda.
Investing has become politicized as various social and political activists have had a hard time getting their agendas through Congress. They've decided to hijack American corporations.
To fight back, Malloy wants to put a muzzle on so-called activists. His proposal would prevent shareholder advisory resolutions at Exxon's annual meetings. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Congress is thinking about climate change. The Senate's about to start debating whether we need a cap-and-trade program for carbon emissions. All three of the presidential candidates support this idea. Commentator Robert Reich has these thoughts.
With John McCain now on board for a cap-and-trade system, it's a certainty that we'll have a president next year who wants to address global warming by imposing an overall cap on U.S. carbon emissions, which will drop annually. The trade part of the equation is that companies that find efficient ways to cut emissions can sell the unused portions of their permits to others. But look more closely and you see a big difference between McCain and the Democratic candidates on how the permits are allocated. McCain's proposal would give the lion's share to companies that are now the biggest polluters. This does have some logic to it. After all, as the overall cap tightens each year, the biggest polluters face the largest challenges in cutting emissions. By contrast, Senators Obama and Clinton have both proposed allocating permits through an auction. Under this system, every company, large or small, would have to buy rights to pollute. As a result, the biggest polluters would have to pay the most, thereby providing them with the greatest incentive to cut emissions right from the start. This makes more sense. Our atmosphere belongs to all of us, and polluters should have to pay to use it. The citizens of Alaska and Alberta, Canada, get yearly dividends from the oil companies that take away their natural resources. Why shouldn't the same principle apply when industries use the biggest common resource of all? The money they pay for permits could be returned as yearly dividends to every American family. Now, it stands to reason that if polluters have to pay for the right to pollute, some of these costs might be passed on to consumers in the form of higher prices. But the yearly dividend checks would offset any price increases. So next time you hear about cap and trade, ask the all-important question, how are the permits allocated? A carbon auction gets my bid.
Robert Reich teaches public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. His latest book is called Super Capitalism. He's endorsing Barack Obama. Your thoughts are welcome at marketplace.org.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Areva, solutions for producing CO2-free energy and transmitting and distributing electricity. Online at us.areva.com. And by Grant Thornton, serving their audit, tax, and advisory clients worldwide with people who love what they do. Online at grantthornton.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
The drop in the price of oil has eased some of the fretting in the stock markets, but not all of it. A mixed picture overseas today. The Nikkei fell, but other Asian markets were up. European shares are up a fraction so far. Yesterday on Wall Street, the blue chips gained about 0.5%. The Dow climbed 68 points. The S&P 500 was up 9. Tech stocks did even better. The NASDAQ added 1.5% to 2481. The Nobel Prize is probably the most coveted award in science. It was named for the Swedish industrialist Alfred Nobel. Now another wealthy entrepreneur from Scandinavia wants to give something back. Today, the first Kavli Prize will be awarded, and it comes with $1 million. Janet Babin has more from our innovations desk at North Carolina Public Radio.
Fred Kavli is a Norwegian-born businessman who made a fortune in sensor technology. But the California resident always loved science and wanted to give back.
I've long thought that I want to do something of long-range benefit to humankind.
Part of his legacy will be the Kavli Awards. They recognize creativity in nanoscience, neuroscience, and astrophysics. The winners were chosen by an independent panel of researchers, and the prizes have no strings attached.
We are letting them do whatever they wish to do with the money, so we are not telling them what to do.
I guess that's part of the joy of winning the Kavli Prize, huh?
Absolutely, it should be.
Kavli says he wants to fund basic research at a time when governments and universities are pulling back. The prizes will be awarded every 2 years. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Apple's thinking of a new innovation, a solar charger for iPods and iPhones. The company has filed a patent for this technology. You wouldn't need to connect your device to anything, just leave it out in the sun. Solar cells would be inserted underneath the touchscreens. A British company has come up with a solar charger that you have to attach to things. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.